I'm Marco Werman with The World. Here are a couple of lines you hear all the time when American politicians talk about the Middle East. The United States stands with Israel, and Israel is America's most important ally in the region. But there's no doubt the relationship is strained big time after years of disagreements between President Obama and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. So strained, in fact, that right now, Washington is offering Israel the biggest military aid package in U.S. history, and the Israelis don't like it. Zach Fryer-Biggs is on the story for Jane's Intelligence Weekly.
Israeli leaders and defense officials are providing all kinds of anonymous quotes to Israeli media about how really they need roughly $5 billion a year to maintain the qualitative edge. Now, they don't want to do that publicly because if they do and they get less than the $5 billion, which seems likely, then they have on the record indicated that they are no longer going to be able to maintain an edge. Supposedly part of the argument over pushing military aid is that Israel's interested in buying some additional hardware. The F-35 program, the JSF, the most expensive weapons program in the history of mankind, is going to be a big part of this deal as Israel looks to buy a bunch of fighter jets. So what they're trying to do is pull other levers to convince the U.S. to go above what the initial offer seems to have been, which was about $40
billion. What kind of leverage does Israel have to reject this deal?
The underlying leverage that Israel has is that the notion of a military edge is no longer up for debate. It's not only policy, but it's enshrined in law. And with that being the case, the trading that's occurring is more about underlying dollar figures, because obviously U.S. politicians can't be seen to have failed to provide Israel with what it needs to defend itself, both from a public relations point of view and from the perspective of failing to comply with existing law.
How much does the U.S. need Israel in 2016, and what is really at stake here, in your view?
You know, I think that this is less about, from a military perspective, how much Israel can provide in terms of capability. The U.S. is going to go after ISIS, and it's going to worry about its own regional interests without expecting an enormous amount of military assistance from Israel. But Israel still has enormous political influence within the U.S., obviously, and we've seen that in some of this negotiation with those outside forces trying to push the total figure higher. So I'm not sure the U.S. fully needs Israel from a military perspective, but from a political perspective, no U.S. leader can possibly try to run the country without the notion that they are firmly supporting Israel.
So how long can Netanyahu negotiate on this and play around with this package? Is he just can he wait for possibly a Republican president to come in?
There's no reason he couldn't. The current deal doesn't expire for several years, and the idea has been floated that Netanyahu is going to try to push this into the next administration. Personally, that seems like more of a threat than anything else. It seems like a means to try to gain leverage, especially given President Obama's efforts to improve relations with several countries in the region following the Iran deal. He clearly wants to be able to have this deal in place as part of his legacy.
Zach Fryer-Biggs, senior Washington reporter for Jane's Defense Weekly. Thanks very much.
Thanks for having me.